but they're missing the fact that even with what they're advocating in pension reform, because it's not just the cost shift that they're advocating for, they're also advocating for these cuts that are unilateral, hardcore cuts to current employees and retirees, paying additional money out for the benefit that current employees are going to have to contribute more. And that's going to impact the local economy too. But also to assume that the General Assembly is going to suddenly give all this money back to the universities, I don't think is realistic. And there has been no discussion of that anywhere. I know that's what the universities, and here's the key word, they hope that this will occur. But I don't live, and I don't think anybody should live in the world of hope from what one General Assembly is going to do to the next General Assembly or what one governor will do the next governor is going to do. That unless something is actually written in law, there is should be no expectation that this is going to alleviate anything that's not going to continue to put pressure on the budgets.
And to go to some of the specific things that you raised in the letter, there was a 20% tuition increase, and that was over a few years, correct?
Yes, it's spread out. That would be like the total cost of what the expectation is going to be. And that's based actually off of the legislative person, I believe, from Northern Illinois University who said that in one of the hearings where he laid out and said that for every 1% it's going to shift, it's going to be a 2% increase in tuition. And so you're advocating. So even if you don't have a complete and the university is able to come up with other things, they're still advocating for a tuition increase. There's still going to be a tuition increase.
Do you think that number would be changed by other fundraising efforts?
Depending on how it goes. Obviously, the universities are consistently going on with additional fundraising efforts. But fundraising in terms of asking for donations doesn't deal with the appropriation lines and what they're going to have to pay. Those are usually very earmarked to specific things. The only thing that they can hope for really is to have increases in appropriation money. And if there's no increases in state appropriations, the only other real major place that they can turn to for the funding to make up the difference is in tuition cost.
Even from the people who propose this sort of thing, they do agree that this is painful and that there's going to be a lot of pain going around. But a lot of times their response is, well, what else should we do? I mean, we're in such a dire situation that we do need some sort of change. And yeah, this is painful, but we need some sort of reform. Is there an alternate plan or alternate way you would like to see this gone about rather than this sort of approach?
Yes. First off, no cost shift. I mean, we don't need to do the cost shift at all. It is really those in the business community, particularly the Civic Federation, have been really pushing for this, and they say it's unfair to the rest of the state, the universities, and even the school districts. Remember, because right now this is only talking about the school, about the universities, but in all reality, as they start pushing the cost shift, we're talking about really a simple revenue issue. That's what the pension issue is all about. It is the state's failure over the last 40, 50, 60 years to pay into the system. Every employee in the state of Illinois who receives a public pension has paid their share into it. The difference is that the state has skipped its payment or decreased its payment over years, and so they've now created their own self-problem. So unless you start to solve some of the revenue issues, which means closing some of these corporate loopholes that really don't seem to be producing any jobs, that would bring in some money. And then I think, you know, the unions as a whole, we are one with the Real One Coalition, has offered and has negotiated a real bill. And that's what the university president should be supporting, the bill that we all worked together with the Senate President Cullerton to push, and that was 2404 and the ideas that are contained in there, where employees actually have choices that meet their own financial need rather than having the university presidents advocate a unilateral cut that's going to harm the employees and they don't have a choice into which one it is.